Many forms of wildlife in Pennsylvania, from trees and plants to fish, have suffered the dangerous effects of climate change. But insects are thriving in the state's warmer climate, according to a new report from the National Wildlife Federation. Ed Perry with NWF in Pennsylvania says the evidence is clear. He points to the Asian tiger mosquito, which first surfaced in Texas in the mid-1980s and now calls parts of south-central Pennsylvania home, bringing with it an arsenal of harmful diseases.
Eastern equine encephalitis, West Nile, yellow fever. This thing, unlike other mosquitoes, it's out in the middle of the day. So when you're out mowing your yard, you're liable to be attacked by this mosquito.
Despite almost unanimous consensus among scientists that climate change exists and is worsening, Perry says the concept still has its naysayers.
It's beyond question that things are happening. I mean, every species of plant, animal, and insect that can move north or up in elevation is trying to do so. So there's no deniers in the natural world.
The report says solutions to global warming are within reach, although some are controversial. Perry says the Obama administration has taken a promising lead in cleaning up the air with the EPA's plan to curb carbon emissions from power plants by 30% in the next 15 years.
Reduce carbon pollution from future and existing coal-fired power plants by increasing the gas mileage requirements for cars and light trucks. We need our elected representatives to speak out loudly in support of the president's plan.
Opponents of the EPA plan say it will cost jobs, especially in coal-producing states, and pinch the budgets of all Americans through higher utility costs. Perry says tick populations are higher and more varied as well. He says they have infested the moose population so badly that some animals are scraping off their fur against trees in an attempt to rid themselves of ticks. That behavior leaves the moose susceptible to hypothermia and death in the colder months. I'm Tom Joseph for the Keystone State News Connection.